Yeah. We teed it up on sand. That was a fine time.
Oh, yes. All right, our first guest, Dr. Roya Javid, joins us this morning. And, Roya, it is great to have you back again in the new year. Happy
Thanks
new year
so
to
much.
You.
Thanks so much. Happy new year to both
happy,
of you.
Happy new year.
So tell us what's happening. Tell us in the new year. I mean, a lot of people making resolutions. A lot of people want to feel better, look better. I mean, one great thing is to be able to just take care of your skin, right?
Absolutely. I always say the best thing you can do is wear sunscreen every single day. That's the best anti-wrinkle cream there is out there.
Every day.
Every day,
no
rain or shine.
Those even UV though rays, there's no sun.
Absolutely. Those UV rays still come through those clouds. So
they're worse than actually the sun, right, beaming.
Well,
sometimes
it feels like you're feeling like it's more potent when it's sunny just because you feel the heat of the sun. So you don't feel the heat when it's cloudy or rainy outside. But those UV rays are still penetrating through those clouds. So I always say, every day, wear your sunscreen.
Not necessarily for golfers, for everyone, right?
For everyone, yeah. Absolutely. But especially for golfers, super important.
Any other athletes you...
anything that's outside.
Anything that's outside. Football players, baseball players.
Absolutely.
Everybody.
All those high school athletes, they spend a lot of time outside, and it's all the time that you spend getting that sun exposure when you're younger that eventually accumulates into the skin cancers, the pre-skin cancers as we get older.
Where do most of the cancers found? In the face?
Usually the head and neck is always going to be the most common.
Ears too, right?
Absolutely. For men, the ears, the back of the ears, the neck.
So if you're a golfer, wear the kind of hat that covers the ears, right?
Right. I always recommend the wide brim hats. Not the most sexy looking.
The Australian type, right?
The Australian type.
Greg Norman.
Exactly. Exactly. So those cover up those important areas like the ears, inside the ears, the back of the neck, where men tend to forget to wear the sunscreen. Screen.
Look at your face.
Oh, yes. Well, I had a halo laser.
What's that?
Halo laser is one of my new lasers. It's a new hybrid fractional laser. And so it works to stimulate that collagen production, help with removing the brown spots, and it gets rid of all the
pores.
What's
it look like?
The halo laser?
Yeah.
It's a big, nice machine.
It's a machine?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
And how do you use it? Do they lie down and you... Put
and
that
I
over
beam
their
them
face?
Exactly, kind of like Star Trek. You know, I beam them right.
Okay. So many. What do you call the? What you're feeding them? The rays. So many rays.
Right. I give them a certain amount of joules and
joules. And when they're through, they have a jewel-like face, right?
They have a jewel-like face, exactly.
So what are some of the other procedures that you do at your office?
So I do mainly medical dermatology, general medical dermatology. I see acne, rashes, warts, eczema, psoriasis. And I do specialize in Mohs surgery, skin cancer surgery. It's a specialized type of skin cancer surgery where we are only taking a small amount of skin each time we cut. I have a lab technician in the office that can process the tissue right then. I look at the tissue underneath the microscope, and if there's any skin cancer still remaining, then I will go back and cut out just that amount. When the skin cancer is completely cured, when you're cured, and when it's all clear, then I close up that area. So we can do that all in the office under
like
local.
Any other cut? Is it
well, I sometimes have to do some flaps or grafts depending on the area. And
or do you take
depending
that from
on the
their
side,
leg or their thigh or something?
Completely depends on what area I'm trying to cover up. So if I'm trying to cover up the nose, a lot of times I'll just do a flap. And that will pretty much cover up the, close up the wound.
Are most patients who have that problem reticent about coming in to do that? Are they embarrassed? Or?
No, I don't think so. I think it's, you know, skin cancer is one of the most common cancers that's out there. 1 in 5 Americans develop skin cancer in their lifetime. And as we're all living longer, which is fantastic. However, we've all accumulated more sun damage, ultraviolet radiation over the course of our lifetime. So all of us at some point in our lifetime are going to develop either a pre-skin cancer.
We older
cancer.
People get little spots here and there,
yeah,
right?
I call them wisdom spots.
Oh, that's good.
So, yeah, we're all developing those wisdom spots. Absolutely.
So how does one get a hold of you to see you and have a meeting with you?
So, you can always call the office. office at 831-293-8458. You can go to the website, coastalvalleydermatology.com. You can request an appointment right from the website. You can request an appointment from the Facebook page. You can sign up for our email newsletter. I will only have specials coming through the newsletter. So that's a great way
and
to...
You're located in the Crossroads, is it?
I'm located in across the street from Barnyard, so across from the InShape parking lot.
Oh, okay. That would be near Carmel Rancho, right?
Correct, in the Carmel Rancho area.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, that's great. And anything you can give the folks to be careful of the sun and all for this coming year?
So I always just tell, hey, so for the golfers, I always just recommend apply the sunscreen on the first nine, and when you go around the back nine, reapply. That's an easy way to remember.
You showed us that sunscreen. What's it look like?
Yeah,
is it a paste?
So the color science.
That nice powder sunscreen.
Yeah, it's a powder sunscreen,
yeah.
And it's super easy and convenient to apply, especially for my male patients because they don't like the greasy sunscreens.
And you apply that as one would roll that into a soap for shaving, right?
Yeah.
Brush like?
Exactly. It's just a brush, and you just wipe it on your face, on the back of your hands, on your neck, on your ears. Really super easy and convenient to apply.
Do they have to get that through you? Or
they need. Yeah, they can come to my office, and we can help them pick out the appropriate appropriate one for them. Absolutely.
So that's something new that's being used now as opposed to creams?
You know, I still use the creams. I still recommend that. It's just that this is a great, great application for the athletes, especially for the golfers who are outside and they don't want anything greasy on their hands and they don't have a chance to, you know, wipe it off. So it's really easy, convenient, and it is water resistant.
Okay, give us all the facts again, how they get a hold of you, where you're located, your website.
So I'm located at 26366 Carmel Rancho Lane, I'm Suite H. I'm on the top floor, and they can reach me at 831-293-8458. And the website is coastalvalleydermatology.com, and you can follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.
Sounds great.
Thanks
and
so much.
We hope the folks will get a hold of you, particularly those that are having some skin problems, whether they're golfers or any type of athlete or just a laborer who's working in the fields in Salinas.
Absolutely.
They should get a hold of you.
Absolutely.
If they see something coming on their face, their nose, or you know, their thigh, or whatever.
Whatever, right. We take all different types of insurances, and we also have a cash rate, too. So, yeah.
What do most people come in for when they come to see you?
Oh, anything from a growth and acne is really common, or they have a rash. Yeah, you know, sometimes poison oak is seasonal. You know, there is a time for poison oak, which is usually the summertime. I'll see a lot of that. Acne is always a common diagnosis. But just a lot of people have growths. And the best thing, again, I just recommend if you're concerned, if you don't know what it is, just come on in and let me evaluate it. Sometimes it's better to come in early, get it biopsied, and if it is a skin cancer, we can take care of it. And if it's nothing, then great. It's taken care of.
Yeah, so that's the quick and painless way to go about it because a lot of people wait too long and they're going online and freaking themselves out trying to figure out what it is. Right,
right. So I always tell my patients when I educate them about the ABCDE of melanoma, and so I don't know if we have time to discuss that.
Go ahead.
So A is very symmetry. So when you cut the lesion or the growth down the middle, if it looks different from one side to the next, that's asymmetrical. B is for border. If it has an unusual or irregular
jagged border.
C is for color, anything that's red, white, blue, black, various shades of brown. That is unusual. D is for diameter, anything bigger than 6 millimeters is generally a recommendation.
Which is big as what?
About the size of a pencil tip eraser.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is for evolving. That means maybe it was flat, now it's raised, it's changing its shape and size. So anything that's different, changing, that falls into that category of A, B, C, D, E, that makes me a little bit more suspicious that growth might be a skin cancer, and that would be the reason to biopsy that lesion.
So if anyone has those indicators, they should come to you immediately, right?
Don't wait.
Because it'll grow, whatever it is.
It grows. Those suckers grow. They do.
Well, that's great.
All right. Well, that's fantastic information, Dr. Javi. We'd really appreciate you being with us and supplying our listeners with all this useful information.
Sure. Thanks so much for having me. And, it's been a pleasure.
Yeah, and make sure you come back again.
Absolutely.
All
anytime.
Right. And we're going to send people to see you, and we're going to send them right now to CoastalValleyDermatology.com.
Absolutely, yes.
All right.
That's right.
Go see her online, and you can find out everything there. Dr. Roya Javi, thank you very much for being on the show.
Thanks so much, you guys.
Thank you. All right. Happy New Year to you, too.
All right. All right, Shagbag Show on Power Talk 1460 AM, 101.1 FM. It's Dave Marzetti, Sammy Salerno, and we're live on the radio again for another Saturday morning, live from the end of the bar at the Del Monte Golf Course in beautiful Monterey by the Bay.
Oh, you're frightening that guy before he gets here, Dave.
Before we get our next guest.
One of our sponsors. Yeah. You know, physicians do not heal. Maybe the doctor does here, but rather they assist the body to heal, right? And Advanced Osteopathy is a unique medical practice specializing in treatment of musculoskeletal injuries, spine, and joint pain. The practice consists of a partnership between osteopathic physician Clarence L. Nicodemus and Reverend Grace Nicodemus, and together they formed a comprehensive mind and body healing center for their clients. The Nicodemus team believes people are more than just the sum of their body parts. Dr. Nicodemus and Reverend Grace, they treat more than just specific symptoms, but rather take a whole person approach to finding the underlying cause of those symptoms, offering patients the most wide-ranging integrated health care available in medicine today. They do not just manage pain, they find the cause of pain and they eliminate it. So do you want to eliminate pain from your life? Contact Dr. Nicodemus at info@montereyclinic.com and visit their website, montereyclinic.com. Conveniently located in Monterey, it's Advanced Osteopathy.
All righty. And also, while you're at it, Sammy.
Yeah.
Why don't you go ahead and talk to us about our good friend, would you please, Clark A. Miller.
Clark, our friend.
Promise we get him in.
The Clark can save you from going bankrupt. And if you're thinking about it, let's talk about it. Clark A. Miller Law Offices, they specialize in bringing you out of the pressure of debt and back into a stress-free life. They offer a range of legal services at very affordable rates, and their services are available to both individuals and to a business. And they offer experienced legal representation and debt consolidation, as well as filing Chapter 7, Chapter 13 bankruptcy cases under the Bankruptcy Code. So call today for a free consultation. That's 424-1764. That's 424-1764, the law offices of Clark A. Miller, a good man, and he has helped 20,000 or more from bankruptcy. Clark A. Miller, 424-1764.
Yeah, he doesn't just say, okay, let's go bankrupt. Right?
No. He prevents you from going bankrupt. Tells you how to spend your money and stay away from those credit cards. That's one of his philosophies. If you have to use it in dire straits, use it, but by and large, stay away from it.
And if you need to go bankrupt, he is the man to guide you through the entire process, to do a lot of hand holding there and let you get through it with unscathed.
I like that.
So, that's right. So here we are for another Saturday morning, the first Saturday of the new year, the second now of January, and we appreciate you joining us on the Shagbag Show for another season. It's 1460 AM and 101.1 FM. Dave Marzetti and Sammy Salerno live from the end of the bar at the Del Monte Golf Course in beautiful Monterey by the Bay. And looks like we're going to get out there and whack it today, Sammy. We got to do it. Yep.
We're here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The home course.
Let's whack it.
Mike Morata's all game. He's ready. George Gasol, like we said. So
should be a good one.
It's going to be the match of matches. They'll probably write a book about it.
It'll be the match of the year.
It'll be called The Match.
The Match. Oh, I thought, didn't somebody write that?
It'll be called The Match.
Venturi and Ward.
It'll be called The Matchless.
And Hogan and Nelson. Oh, well, forget that. We can't call it The Match. No, there is a match already.
Sorry about that.
There's a book on that.
All right, let's get our next guest on the radio right now from Treehouse Mortgage. Oscar Mora joins us. Oscar, welcome to the show and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Good morning.
This is the first time you've been on the show, right?
That's correct.
So you have to do, of course, your song for us, which is
your song.
Oh, no.
Do I have to dance? As long as I don't have to dance, I'm okay.
Frightened you again. You're making him nervous, Dave.
So I got here and Oscar was already here, sitting here.
That's right.
And I said, wow, he's early bird.
Just trying to get prepared and start the year
let's talk
with the bang.
Let's talk about treehouse mortgage. Does that mean that people live in the treehouse that use your service?
Yeah.
Not necessarily.
Oh, okay. You could, though.
You could build one on the back of the house after you purchase it with us.
Tell us about your business, your profession. Folks want to hear about it.
Treehouse Mortgage, we have three branches here in the Monterey County. We have one in our main office in 451 Washington Street here in Monterey. We have an office in 704 Forest Avenue in PG. And the office that I'm located on is 44 East Romney Lane in Salinas. We specialize in all types of financing, home, residential homes. We're talking about FHA, VA, USDA, conventional loans, and helping the client walk through the process. It's a process that can be very confusing and
Is it difficult for a person to get a loan today? What specifics do they have to go through? What do you